It's Wednesday, February 5th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The private sector credit extension reached 4% year-on-year in December last year, marking its highest level since early 2023. The growth was primarily driven by corporate borrowing, while household credit demand remained subdued. Seminar Storm economist Almandro Janssen.
We do expect another 25 basis point cut. Household credit growth, particularly in mortgage lending, may remain subdued unless there's an improvement in consumer confidence and overall wage growth. For 2025, we do expect that credit growth will pick up a little bit, but due to external factors and risks that could pose a threat to this overall growth in the credit market.
Local trade deficit saw a significant drop from 5.5 billion in December last year to 119 million in January. That is according to the latest International Merchandise Trade Statistics Bulletin. Our correspondent Alan Shiepo from One Africa TV's News on One has the latest details.
NSA's corporate communications officer, Ipumbu Sakaria, said the decline is a good thing because it keeps revenue in the country, while revenue generated from exports does not suffice to cover import costs.
The trade deficit narrowed, which is a good thing for the country because we are able to keep foreign reserves or a lot of revenue in the country.
You can watch News on One weeknights on One Africa TV, on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. Specialized wildlife courts have made significant strides with 181 cases handled and 102 concluded last year. The Environment, Forestry and Tourism Ministry is committed to expanding these courts to more regions. Ministerial spokesperson Romeo Muyunda.
This initiative is part of the National Wildlife Protection Strategy. The court focuses on environmental crime cases, and we are actually confident that this will improve on the speed as well as the response in handling wildlife crime cases.
The Center for Risk Analysis has cautioned that South African officials involved in shaping policies in Iran, China and Russia, as well as Israel, could face targeted sanctions from the United States. The organization notes that officials directly linked to corruption are particularly vulnerable. According to the center, South Africa's renewed legal action against Israel further increases the likelihood of sanctions. Analyst Chris Hatting warns that Washington may impose measures as a signal of its discontent with the country's foreign policy stance.
Global Magnitsky Act gives the U.S. president discretionary power to declare individuals unwelcome in the U.S. to revoke their visas. So this act is something that U.S. President Donald Trump could look into to take action against those South African political leaders that the U.S. administration believes has engaged in human rights violations.
To the U.S. now, where Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has passed an important first test in his bid to become the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. The Senate Finance Committee voted to send his nomination to the full chamber in a result that was completely split along party lines. Our correspondent is Ira Spitzer.
During the hearings, Democratic senators zeroed in on Robert F. Kennedy's well-documented history of anti-vaccine stances and rhetoric, which Kennedy sought to deflect, saying that he was simply pushing for more stringent safety tests. Crucially, though, a potential Republican holdout on the committee, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, voted to send Kennedy's nomination to the Senate, giving him a 13-12 majority, despite all Democrats voting against it. A confirmation vote is expected in the coming days. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.